Hello, my name is Della Kopp with CPA.com. Welcome to the 2020 Digital CPA Podcast. Today, I would like to welcome Tom Hood, CEO of the Maryland Association of CPAs and Business Learning Institute. Welcome, Tom.
Della, it's great to be here.
Well, we are so happy that you can join us today. Can you share a little bit about yourself and your association?
Yep, we are, we're actually the third oldest association in the nation, founded in 1901, right on the heels of the Second Industrial Revolution. And we've got about 8,000 CPA members, and our Business Learning Institute is our kind of learning and R&D group. So our whole purpose and mission is to, as we would like to say, help the profession transform to meet the changing world, Maryland first. And that we do that by helping CPAs be future ready, right? Aware, predictive, and adaptive. And that's why we love Digital CPA, because you guys are leading that charge.
Well, your mission could not be more true this year about transforming to meet the changing world. So how many years have you been attending the Digital CPA Conference?
From the very beginning, I was there.
Oh, good. So how long have you been on the DCPA Advisory Board?
I guess whenever they started it. I mean, I've always been, we work a lot with CPA.com as the Maryland Association of CPAs. So we work with, and the Institute. And so when that happened, they said, hey, would you like to be on this advisory board? And I raised my hand and said yes, and ever since I think I was there at the very first one and have been able to stay on kind of as a strategic partner, if you will.
That's wonderful. I mean, your viewpoint over the years and watching everything as it has changed and accelerated is very important to the new people that come on to the advisory committee. And
yes.
So, Tom, as you're familiar, the Digital CPA Conference is knowledge learning setting that brings support and change management amidst the acceleration of time. Most importantly, the presenters and their knowledge and experience provide insight into navigating the future. So the conference learning opportunities focus on driving transformation of practice areas, introducing emerging technologies, and leading innovation and research. And the Digital CPA Conference brings together individuals in the profession to share practical strategies and applications to develop future-ready firms, just as you mentioned earlier with the Maryland Association. So what makes you most excited about Digital CPA?
Well, so two things. First of all, the whole idea of a digital CPA, I loved from the start, and I think it's essential. And I guess my background is I actually was a CFO in corporate before becoming CEO of the Maryland Association. And digital was always a critical part of what I did, whether it was in the corporate world, in a highway construction environment, or when we got to the association. It's essential. So I like to say what's going on right now is COVID has accelerated all of these trends. And I think it's more essential than ever that we go from, I like to say, doing digital to being digital. And that's what I think a digital CPA is. Every way they think is basically transformed by how they can leverage technology to do the best things they need to do in their company or their firm.
Do you think the single greatest impact is that the community has brought to the accounting practice? And it could be just in 2020 or in prior years.
Well, I actually like to think in terms of that 10-year journey. I mean, from day one, there was a small community of, I'd call them innovators, who were working in different areas of the profession. And over time, the community grew, right? As the practices grew, it's now like the fastest growing practice area there is. And the community got more sophisticated relative to these technologies. So in the last couple of years, you know, there's been an emphasis on data analytics or artificial intelligence, the whole DAS project that the AICPA is working on, which is artificial intelligence applied to, you know, audit, attest, et cetera, that's become, you know, more and more important. So I've seen the community grow and evolve And Della, I think the biggest impact is the community. So as a community has grown, I've made amazing relationships, and all of that learning gets shared out in the bigger community. So that's where I think the significance is. We're literally a community of digital CPAs helping the rest of the profession catch up and work through some of these digital transformations that from now on are going to be even more essential, I think, as we look at this post-COVID environment.
Very true. So would you say that the investment in client advisory services is why are you so involved in it?
Well, I think you all have, Digital CPA has accelerated the adoption and acceptance of that practice area. And you couldn't have a better example than, you know, in mid-March when the switch got flipped on everybody working from home and businesses having to conduct a whole different way. The notion of having CPAs intelligent about client accounting, e-commerce, how to do that type of work is more critical than ever. And it's going to continue to be more critical because that they would say that whole trend is accelerated by 5 years. So my point is having this profession owning and working on that. And there's no one else does that. There's a lot of great technology people. You have a great ecosystem. We partner with a whole lot of those, you know, Sage, Intacct, Xero, QuickBooks, et cetera. Those are critical, but you all kind of put the whole process and practice together in a way that firms could see the playbook and implement it. And I think that's what was significant. And I think you'll be doing the same thing for artificial intelligence and auditing in some of those areas.
Well, what do you think, and I'm going to switch back to Digital CPA conference for a second. Mm-hmm. What do you think the value of Digital CPA community and the event are all about?
Well, I think it's a way to see the future, right? You all have a great lineup of futurists and people that are kind of see what's coming. So I call it the visible future. And then the second part is there's safety in numbers. So that getting the community together and sharing best practices, I like to say next practices, mm-hmm. and learning from each other and from all of the great people that you have on the agenda, then accelerates their ability to go back and implement some of these great ideas. So I think your notion of transforming is exactly what happens. And the Digital CPA Conference is the place to be to see all that. The other part is it's not so big that you get lost. It's, you know, it's growing to like 500 people, but it's really still very intimate, meaning you can build really good relationships with some of the tech providers, with the digital CPA team, with each other. With the speakers and presenters, and it just, that's what it's about, right? So it really, I can't overemphasize the value of the community that you all have created, which was, I think, from day one, the intent of this whole program.
Absolutely, and as we segue into a different topic, not so different actually, because we're still focused on technology, MACBA recently released the technology trends report with Daniel Burris. Would you please share a few key trends to focus on as we move into 2021?
Yeah, so we've been working on this with him for 5 years, and we always get his research to expose it to the profession and find out like what they think the top, you know, five trends or so are. And a couple of them moved around this year. So I think at the top is data analytics, or this notion of big data. And in this environment, that's probably even more important than ever, knowing what your cash flow looks like, your forecast. So data analytics, number one, artificial intelligence switched spots with data analytics and became number two, AI and machine learning. Well, AI and machine learning is built into just about every one of the technologies that you all have in your ecosystem. So continuing to be a very, very big one. I think third got to robotic process automation, or automating some of your processes. And that's been accelerating. It's also been it's like built into Excel now as a free feature in the business intelligence part. So I think the next one had to do with, cloud computing. So all of these applications, it's all enabled by the cloud. Cybersecurity was up there. Then you get to the more, I think the ones that were probably a bit overhyped, but blockchain, I think, came in at like number six now. So those technologies, which happen to be built into just about everyone you have in your ecosystem there at Digital CPA, you'll get to meet those software vendors, and that's the kind of meat of it. So you guys are like right there lined up with where the future is going. And all these trends, by the way, Della, are now accelerating. And that's what you have to watch, because these are called hard trends, meaning they're going to happen whether we like it or not. And so the point is, are you going to do something with them, or are you going to wait and potentially get disrupted by them?
So with the accounting cloud practice, every technology company has a different focus, just as you mentioned, like data analytics, RPA, AI. As they're assessing what the accounting firms are needing to move forward, what would you call out as the most key piece?
Well, it's absolutely cloud. So if you haven't moved your practice or even your firm to a cloud environment, that's where obviously remote or distributed work is happening. That's where you'd start. Everything else is built on top of that.
Very good point to share with everyone. Is there any other advice you'd like to share with firms so that they can become future ready?
I think it's to somehow have a conversation in your firm and even with your clients to say, these trends are happening and accelerating. And so in a world where we need to reimagine our businesses and transform them, you really want to make sure you're asking the question, like, what if we don't do this? I call it the risk of not investing. So everyone says, I'm too busy, I can't do this. If you're saying that, then basically you're accepting that you could get disrupted. So I would say attend Digital CPA, pay attention to the community, and start to apply. Just get started. Don't wait and study it too long. You have to just get moving. And the digital community, the digital CPA community, will help you figure it out.
Very good words of advice. I appreciate that you shared those with us. So Tom, as the accounting profession has experienced rapid change this year, do you have any final comments you would like to share as we look to navigating the future?
At this moment, to be, you know, the CEO of the Maryland Association of CPAs, to be a CPA, because we really filled that essential role. I think we have been and will continue to be on the front lines of the financial recovery. And while we're not the same as the healthcare worker, I think we're pretty close. And I've heard Barry say, and I agree with him, that in fact, that the CPA profession, this community, will be responsible for the global recovery. So if we all help ourselves first and our clients and businesses transform and adopt to this idea of being digital, I think we can make a huge impact. And I like to say, go from being essential to indispensable.
Indispensable is a value word that we all are embracing this year. So Tom, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate your time.
I love being here. Thank you. And I hope to see a lot of your listeners at Digital CPA, even in the virtual version.